Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 348, and following that we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 348. I have no cause for anger or for fear. For you, Father, surround me. And in every need that I perceive, your grace suffices me. Father, let me remember you are here, and I am not alone. Surrounding me is everlasting love. I have no cause for anything except the perfect peace and joy I share with you. What need have I for anger or for fear? Surrounding me is perfect safety. Can I be afraid when your eternal promise goes with me? Surrounding me is perfect sinlessness. What can I fear when you created me in holiness, as perfect as your own? Amen. God's grace suffices us in everything that He would have us do, and only that we choose to be our will, as well as His. I have no cause for anger or for fear. For Father, you surround me, and in every need that I perceive, your grace suffices me. I have no cause for anything except the perfect peace and joy I share with you, Father. I have no other cause. I was created to be in perfect peace and joy, and the effect of that cause is the same. I was created by perfect peace and joy to be perfect peace and joy. Thinking that I have a want or a need is simply forgetting what I am. Forgetting what I am and then believing in something to fill that gap, the gap of that forgetfulness. That is the separate I thought. That's how it came to be. Return back to where I thought originates from. Before thought, before the body. Here we find God's grace suffices us in everything that He would have us do. And from this truth, we choose to remain in this space, one with our Creator. As Jesus says, God's grace suffices us in everything that He would have us do. And only that we choose to be our will, as well as His will. Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me today to hold first in mind that You are my cause, my Creator. That I am always as You created me. Peace and love and joy. When I stray and start believing that I have any other cause, pull me back to sanity. Pull me back to remembering there is nothing to fear or be angry about. Pull me back to the realization that love surrounds me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the body, settling into a relaxing position. Taking a few deep breaths to allow relaxation to move through the body. And the mind begins to quiet. I will read from a Circle of Atonements workbook companion. Volume 2 for this lesson. Father, You surround me. Close your eyes and be quiet. And think of love or presence of God as a golden light. Imagine that light shining on the front of you. Feel its warmth, its golden glow, like the radiance of the sun on a bright summer day. Now become aware of the same light behind you. The love of God is shining on you, front and back. Let yourself feel the safety of it. The presence of God is also on your right and on your left. It is all around you, above you, and below you. you are surrounded by this golden light, immersed in it. You are surrounded by perfect safety, perfect benevolence. Allow yourself to feel what that is like. In this love, there is no cause for anger or for fear. There is no cause for anything except the perfect peace and joy you share with God. God's grace suffices us in everything that He would have us do. And only that we choose to be our will, as well as His. Whenever you can today, stop for a moment or two and visualize yourself surrounded by the love of God. Thank you for joining with me today in experiencing the love of God surrounding us. Namaste.